All right, Hoop fans, welcome to the first episode of the Hoop Fans Podcast. I'm your host, Lil Rob.
Big Mike.
Here at Hoop Fans Podcast, we're going to talk all NBA, all day, all night, anything you want to hear, all teams, anything going on in the NBA. So let's break it down. What you want to talk about today, Mike?
Man, whatever. First thing on the top of my mind is, you know, Kyrie came back. He plays at away games now.
Hey, what you think of Kuta Kinte coming back?
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's like he looked the same though. You know, he was
balling, right? I mean, yeah. He came back, got his stats real quick, but I don't know. It's gonna be tough for them to get anything going. I mean, you know, only playing away games, not playing any home games.
Durant came out and said, you know, he wishes he would just get vaccinated, you know, but he respects his wishes or whatever, but you know.
Yeah, you know he wants them to play. I mean, they need him if they're going to win a championship, because that's what they all went there for.
Yeah, but, you know, Kyrie's standing up for the people by not getting that shot.
So. Standing up for the people.
Yeah, so.
Hey, yeah. When you got millions, you could stand up for the people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he almost retired, so.
Hey, he's going to retire, too, if he gets traded, from what I hear. But so what do you think's going on here? We're obviously about a month away from the trade deadline. I mean, look, I'm a Kings fan. I know you're a Lakers fan. I got a lot of wishes for the Kings and stuff going on. But, you know, there's a lot of stories going around. And I know Fox has been one of them. Westbrook's been another. What do you think the Lakers are going to do?
I have no idea, because, like, usually it's all talk. Most of this stuff don't even happen. You know, somebody might get Ben Simmons. Ben Simmons is going to go somewhere, but
what you think LeBron the GM is going to do?
I don't know.
The GM of the Lakers.
LeBron's been playing center lately, so I don't know. We got two centers available.
Well, you have three. Oh, no way. Anthony Davis don't play center, so he actually don't have a backup. But well, you got LeBron, you got Dwight, and you got Jordan. So but I don't know how that works out. I mean, LeBron seems like the best option at center.
Apparently, they're trying to trade Kendrick Nunn. I mean, he hasn't even played all year. Rondo left. They shipped off Rondo, so we'll see. I mean,
I heard there's no market for Russell.
Yeah, because, I mean, I think they owe him like $40 million, so I don't know who's going to pick that contract up.
Well, especially when he can't make a hoop this year. I mean, I don't know what's up with Russell, but he went backwards.
I mean, if he went to Detroit, he would be averaging like 35 and 15 and 15, you know. But, you know.
Detroit. Yeah. Here comes Russell, Detroit. You know what I mean? But the Kings, let's talk about my team. I mean, look, there's a lot of stuff going around with the Ben Simmons, and Fox would probably be a good, you know, trade piece. Hallie would be a good trade piece. Barnes, Bagley. I mean, let's be honest, as a Kings fan, I mean, I guess I'm open to anything at this point. I mean, I don't even know what to say about them anymore, to be honest with you. So, I mean.
Yeah, but I mean, the Bagley experiment, that's pretty much over. I mean, you see what you're going to get from Bagley. I mean,
yeah, I just don't know if there's any value to any of them, really. I mean, Buddy, though. Buddy's got value because, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, as a three-point shooter, I mean, him and Steph pretty much separate themselves as the best in the league. So, I mean.
No, Fox has value. A lot of people want Fox, so, you know.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I mean,
they got a pick between Fox and Halliburton, but, you know, Hallie's probably cheap. I'm not sure what they're paying him, but he's still on
he's definitely cheap.
Deal.
Yeah.
He's on that rookie deal.
He ain't on that max contract like Fox is, but I mean, we'll have to see what's coming up, you know. I mean, but look, the big news in the NBA, Klay Thompson's coming back tomorrow. So Sunday. I mean, I'm excited to see Klay come back. I mean, it's been, almost 2 years now. I mean, Golden State's good. It's been good all season, even without him playing. But with him coming back, I mean, do you think that makes them front runners? for the championship?
I don't know. I don't know.
What? I mean, you still got Milwaukee, but, I mean, without Kyrie able to play home games, I mean, right now I would say if Kyrie could play home games, I would say the Nets and the Warriors are probably the two best odds. That's the championship we're looking at this season. But without Kyrie playing, I mean, it's I don't know. I think Golden State, if he comes back and he's healthy and he's playing, but
I mean, there's a lot of good teams this year. We'll have to see once the playoffs start. I like the Bulls too. The Bulls look good.
Hey, the Bulls are a contender in the East. I got you. I think you're right in saying that because they're up there, man.
Their starting five is pretty legit.
Imagine that. I mean, you know, DeRozan and Ball and I mean White and LaVine and I mean they got a squad, dude. They just got players that are just willing to play. I mean, so go Bulls in the East. So I'm happy for them. They haven't been around for a while either. So, but don't forget about the Bucks. Still got Giannis.
Oh yeah, you know. The Bucks and the Nets and the Bulls. Those are basically the top three to me in the East. In the West, you got, you know, Phoenix, Golden State, and Utah. Basically, those are the top three, you know.
Top three right now, yeah. I mean, you know what? Here's a surprise to me. I wish the Kings would get a system like Memphis. The Memphis Grizzlies, man. I mean, this team, I think, can actually go somewhere in the playoffs. Like, they're deep. They play as a unit. Doesn't matter if they lose a star. They were without Morant with Ja for, what, 10 games or something, and they went, like, 9-1, something like that. I mean, this Memphis team, I wish that's how the Kings would come. So.
Oh, yeah, he was out again tonight, and they won today, actually. It was an early game. Oh, yeah, I see Indiana won again. Lance was balling again today, too.
Hey, man, let's talk about Lance Stephenson coming back, you know, playing in the G League, getting his chance again with COVID happening, coming back. We want to see that air guitar, don't we?
Yeah.
I mean, getting his stats, getting his points, getting his assists. That was a career high today in assists, along with Sabonis getting a career high in points. But I tell you, it's good to see Lance back. I mean, that's like LeBron's, you know, favorite.
Yeah, he's a funny motherfucker too, Lance. I like that. I like Lance. Yeah, he's
a jokester out there on the court.
He ain't scared, you know. That's for sure. Lance is not scared. I can't believe he just came in there the other day. He had 30 points or something like that. He had like 25 points in the first half or something.
Yeah, he's been balling, man. I mean.
Yeah, he went. He stepped ahead of some of their other players. Like, I mean, they're putting him in now. And I thought it was a fluke, but he did it. Like, he's done it like 3-4 games in a row now. So he's been actually getting like, I don't know, 15-20 points a game every game now off the bench. So
yeah, I mean, you know what? Congratulations to Lance getting his chance. And you know what? He's out there just balling. I mean, he's doing it. So
damn, look at Zion. That motherfucker's. And he got kind of big.
Hey, I mean, what'd they say? It looked like Charles and Shaq had a baby. You know what I mean? I mean that's what Charles said TNT one night. Looked like him and Shaq had a baby. What's up with Zion, man? I think he wants out. I mean, I don't think – I kind of heard stories. They want, you know, his family wants him to leave and push his way out, but –
I don't know. His people, like his entourage or his crew or whatever, they're playing it real safe with that injury. So I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, he's a big guy. I mean, you almost have to expect that he's going to continue to have these type of knee injuries, especially with the hops and how he plays, you know? So, but look, I'm a Kings fan. I love DeMarcus when he was with us. DeMarcus was a baller, but, you know, he gets dropped from the Bucks. I can't see why this guy can't get even as a backup center in this league. I mean, he's still got skills. He could pass the ball. I mean, I hear Denver's looking to pick him up. So why do you think it is Cousins can't get in, man? He can't stay on a team.
I'm not sure. He's instant offense off the bench. Maybe it's, I don't know, man. Maybe it's his defense. I don't know, man. But I don't know if it's, I'm not sure. It's been kind of crazy.
Well, I mean,
every time he gets an opportunity, he puts up numbers.
So. Yeah, he comes in, he puts up numbers, he plays. It's gotta be the defense thing or something. I don't know, but I don't know. I can't see why he can't get on a team. But let's kind of break down what we think is going to happen here with the trade deadline. I mean, what's your idea? What do you think is going to happen? I mean, you think Brown and Tatum are going to stay together?
Well, the Celtics, I don't think so. I think they're going to blow up that team. It's obviously not working for them. So, they won tonight against New York. But, yeah, like you said before, Brown and Tatum, basically the same player, almost. You know, they're scorers. They're both scorer-type players.
It was like same position-type players.
Pretty much.
Yeah, I mean, it's not working out with it. I mean, you know, that's been kind of a rumor with Fox and Brown. I think they would keep Tatum.
Either Trey one or Brown. The other, like Tatum or Brown, one of them goes off. The other one basically, you know, kind of disappears. That's kind of how they work. You know, I think the Celtics like Tatum better. I mean, he's better. He's a better player, I mean, I guess, at this point. But
I mean, look. You got, what, Alex Wood? Or who's that?
Christian Wood?
Yeah, Christian Wood. Sorry. Christian Wood with the Rockets. It's Jeremy Grant. Name's been out there. I mean, Siakam. I mean, there's a lot of names out there. I mean, I don't know. I think teams are going to make moves. The Hawks have been talked about that, you know, they're not going to sit still. And I don't know. You look at the Hawks, and they just got – I feel like they got players galore. Like, they just got wing players galore.
Yeah, you know? I was watching them last night against the Lakers, even though the Lakers won. But I like watching Trey. Trey Young's a little
baller. Ice Trey.
He's a little baller.
He gets his, huh? He likes that big stage, though. He likes it.
Yeah, I always say he looks like a little cracked-out Steph Curry and shit.
He gets his points though too. I mean, you think about it. Look, there's a good comparison there. I mean, you know, the way that they both shoot, how far they shoot out. I mean,
he was getting to the hole last night, but I mean, the Lakers were killing him. The Lakers killed the Hawks last night. They pretty much had most of their team in. You know who fell off is that Bogey, he used to be on the Kings. He's weak now. Like he's coming off an injury. It seems like he gets injured a lot. He's like Anthony Davis type.
Gotta agree with that. Let's not talk about Anthony Davis though. Okay. Hey man, I mean, what'd you say before? He's like a glass baby. I mean, he's always injured. I mean,
shit. Marvin Bagley's like Anthony Davis's son. So. He looks, you know, he's built just like him. So,
hey, you know. I can't argue with you there, man. I can't argue with you on that one. You got a point on that one. But look at LeBron. I mean, this guy putting up numbers, what he's been doing, obviously carrying the Lakers here lately. Just really, I mean, really think about it, keeping him afloat at 500, you know, just doing everything he can, but second in the league in points right now.
Yeah, last week or about 8 to 10 games, LeBron's been going nuclear. So
he's been balling.
Yeah, he's been killing it. But you know, I'm afraid LeBron's gonna get hurt or something. You know, but he's been pretty durable throughout his career. But he went back to the old LeBron. Like he's putting up stats right now. Like you know, they've been winning a little bit too lately. They switched their whole lineup up, so they got LeBron playing center now, and Howard and what's that other guy? Jordan. They haven't been playing. Jordan hasn't been playing at all. Howard came in the other night against the Kings for a little bit, but
I'm interested. I don't know what's up. What's up with Nunn over there? I mean, is this dude going to play this year or what? Because I was interested in seeing Nunn play on this team because I thought he was a good player with the Heat.
Last year, yeah, he had a great year last year, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I kind of wanted to see Nunn and Monk kind of play together, but look, I mean, I wouldn't hate the Kings trading Hield for Monk either. Straight up, you know, like, I think they're the same two players, and Monk's younger. So I'd like to see Monk and Fox play together back like they did in college.
Yeah, I don't see know. I think we like Monk, though.
You know? Oh, you don't want to make a trade?
We like Monk. We like Horton Tucker, you know, but he was struggling. He started off good the beginning of the year, then he struggled. But now, last few games, he's been playing good because they opened up the floor now with no center out there, so.
Yeah, I mean, look, I don't know how the Lakers are going to play out. I mean, I think LeBron's getting at that age. You know, I've told you this many times. I think he just needs to sit down in the post. And, you know, you got to save that energy, save it for the playoffs. Like, let the point guard run the team for a minute. And just, I mean, nobody could stop him in the post anyways. I mean, you know, if he's going to play center. But he's all that, you know, he wants to be the point guard and run the team, but let's try it a different way for a minute. Save yourself.
I don't know. It's been creating a lot of matchup problems because LeBron's literally guarding the center too, which is weird. I've never seen that before, but he does an okay job at doing that. But then their center has to guard LeBron. So, I mean, that's a mismatch right there.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean,
you know.
Yeah. I don't know. So I don't know how it's going to work long term with him playing center, but we got to kind of look at something, but
I just saw Denver Nuggets sign. They're going to sign Cousins to a 10-day contract.
Hey, maybe he earns it. I mean, I don't think who do they really got behind Jokic? I mean, anybody?
I don't even know. So I'm not even sure. Like,
I mean, if we don't know, then that means they don't got nobody.
Usually I could name like the backup center on each team, but I have no. Oh, well, they play. Yeah, I know who it is. It's Jermichael Green or somebody, but he's really a power forward. They don't have a true center as their backup.
So. Yeah, that's yeah. I don't think they do either. So
Jermichael Green, and then you know, Jeff Green too, but he's more.
Hey, Jeff Green's been balling. I saw him against the Kings, and that fool was dunking all over us. Old ass man dunking on us.
Yeah,
he's been around so many times, so many teams. I mean, I don't know.
Just a journeyman.
Clay says, I'm back. 2 years later. I'm excited to see him. I'm going to have to watch that game tomorrow. See what happens.
Yeah, he's probably going to play about 12 minutes.
Yeah, I think they're going to keep him on a minutes restriction for sure. Oh,
for sure. Yeah.
But I don't know. We'll have to see how it goes. But look, we got the second half of the season about to start. I mean, I hope the Kings do something. They got to blow this thing up or make some trades or something. Monty McNair's got to – he's got to do something. I mean, I feel like all he's been doing is drafting. He hasn't really done anything. And, you know, at this point, I don't think you can blame it on the coach anymore. So I don't know what to say about them. But so, look, here's my feeling. Kings are going to do something. Lakers are going to do something. I think the Boston Celtics are going to do something. I mean, those teams got to – they're just not playing the way they should. And I don't think Russell's worked out for L.A., so I just don't know if they'll be able to move him, though.
Yeah, we don't even really need value for Russ. Like, we just need some – couple solid players. I'm not sure what they need, but – it seems like they have a lot of wings now. Like, we have a lot of wing players now. I mean, Avery Bradley's been looking pretty good the last couple weeks now. So, I don't know. They switched their whole play style, you know, because we don't have no bigs. Well, we do have bigs, but they switched. The bigs aren't even playing. So, Howard didn't play for like 3 games, and then he came in and was killing your Kings the other night.
Hey, we're gonna talk. Hey, Fox was killing Bradley too, yeah. though. I mean, Bradley couldn't even stay with them. So, but
nah, I mean, they're all old. I mean, the whole team's old, but hopefully they look like they've been gelling a little bit better. I mean, we're gonna get in the playoffs, and we're gonna have to play somebody good in the first round. So it's gonna have to be the LeBron show. So hopefully the King. Every time you say the Kings, I think of the King.
Oh, shit. The King.
Let's see what Coach LeBron's going to do.
Hey, I wouldn't hate if the King came played for the Kings, you know? But, I mean, we'll have to see what's up. I mean, who knows? I just feel that there's going to be a lot of stuff happening, but I think it's going to be like every year, right? It's going to come down to the last couple days, and then like you're gonna go to bed that night, and it's gonna be like you wake up and you're gonna hear all this stuff taking place last second.
When is the trade deadline anyway?
Is it February 10th or 15th or something? I think it is. So
yeah, but we'll see.
Who's in your MVP race?
Well, all the usual people, you know. I mean,
Klay Thompson will probably get voted to the All-Star team. I mean,
yeah. I mean, you got Carmelo Anthony's got All-Star votes, too.
It's crazy how all these players that don't play get All-Star votes, you know? I mean, I don't know how it is, but it's what happens when you're in the big city.
I mean, I don't really go by that, but so MVP's got to be the usual people.
Giannis.
Jokic.
Jokic for sure, for sure.
And
best skill big man in the league, for sure.
Even DeRozan, you know, but they have three good players other than him, so he's definitely not the MVP, but I mean he's having a great season though.
Curry.
Yeah, Curry. Curry's been struggling a little, but Curry's always in there. But I mean, if you go off of just raw stats.
Well, you got Durant. I mean, obviously, still.
If you're going off of stats, then it's usually Jokic. He's got some good stats.
You think all the way across the board, he's got the best stats out of all the players in the league across the board. But, I mean, Denver, I mean, you know, let's be honest. I mean, they're not playing to that level that they've been playing at the last few years. So, I mean, you think he's going to get the same points, the same status that he got last year? Because he was right up there, top three last year. And I don't know if they're – you always got to be a winning team, you know, to get the MVP votes or get in the final or be considered one of the top two at the end.
I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of different ways you can look at the MVP, like – you take that player off of that team and see where they're at, you know?
Well, that's how me and you look at it, but that's not how most teams, like...
It's not necessarily the best player on the best team, you know? That's usually not the MVP, because...
That's usually how it comes down in the NBA, though. Best player on the best team. Usually every single year, one of the top two teams, that player is usually MVP, typically. Not all the time, but most of the time. So, I don't know. You think Kawhi is going to come back this year?
I doubt it. They said he might, though, so I don't know.
I don't know. You know how Kawhi is. He'll want to sit out the rest of the season, probably.
They said he might come back, so it's sneaky. He'll probably come back in the playoffs or something. Who knows? But maybe play once a week or something. I don't know.
Yeah. You play every three games. So, I don't know.
Kawhi ain't never going to play back-to-back again in his career. So,
when's the last time that he did? I mean, it's been a few years since San Antonio probably, and I think that's why he left San Antonio, because they tried to make him play back-to-back. But, I don't know. We'll have to see. I mean, I like Jokic. I think he finally deserves it. I don't think Giannis is putting up the same thing. And I mean, I don't feel like Durant
got it last year.
Did he win it last year?
Yeah.
I didn't think he, I thought, was it Jokic?
Yep. Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's been putting up stats, dude.
Well, I don't know. I think he deserves it again because I feel like he's putting up the best numbers again. So.
Oh, so I just saw, what's his name? That dude on the Wolves. Yeah, Cat. He might get traded. He's probably going to get traded, too, eventually.
I'm surprised he's even stayed there this long.
He can't play with, he's not really meshing with Edwards. And then you got D'Angelo Russell and Edwards, two ball-dominant guards, so, you know.
I like Edwards. That dude's a baller.
Yeah, he's young, too, so, I mean, yeah, he's super young.
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know. We'll have to see. So...
Yeah, DeRozan hit two buzzer beaters back-to-back games. So this week,
DeRozan's got to be in the talk too. I mean, I think he's playing his best ball of his career in Chicago right now. I mean, a lot of people thought, you know, when he was at Toronto, he was doing good, but I think right now he's playing the best ball of his career.
Yeah, he plays under control. He doesn't really do too much, and he's shooting a good percentage. So,
well, I mean, look, good for the Bulls. I like to see them playing good, and they're a good team this year. They you know what they remind me of? The Memphis Grizzlies. I think those are two teams like the Utah Jazz. They have a system. Doesn't matter who plays in it. They just win. You plug somebody in, and they go. It's like the old Popovich way.
Yeah. Now you don't know what Popovich is going to do. So.
Well, yeah.
You know.
He's going to be retiring here in a year or two, but that franchise will change. But, yeah, the Bulls, the Grizzlies, I'm going to call as my sleeper team here. Two sleeper teams, one in the East, one in the West. On this first episode,
I thought you got mad at Ja Morant. You said Ja Morant gets too much love.
I think he does. He gets hyped up. I mean, look, he's a great young talent, but I don't see. You know, I'm a De'Aaron Fox fan. You know, I am. I mean, De'Aaron Fox. Every time him and Ja play together, De'Aaron Fox outplays him every single time, head up. So, but yet all the time I see headings. All about Ja Morant, what he's doing this, doing that, but no love for De'Aaron. So, I mean, we'll just have to see how that goes. But I know when it comes head-to-head, Fox has got him. So, but, hey, want to thank everybody for listening to the first episode of the Hoop Fans Podcast. We will be around for episode 2 here in the next week. So, please tune in and let us know what you think. I'm your host, Lil Rob.
Yeah, Big Mike, we out.
Thanks.